We have two young experts here talking to us about Facebook. Anna and Simon, welcome to Radio 4. What would you two say about Facebook and social networking today?
Well, Facebook and social networking are growing fantastically.
But I think there must be something of an upper limit when it comes to what are called social networking websites. It seems that most people I meet who are addicted to such services are still a bit wet behind the ears. Yes, they're addicts.
I understand you, Simon. And even more disturbing is how Facebook has become a storehouse of personal details about those who choose to subscribe to it. You know, as a colleague pointed out to me last week, if some young person is a victim of a crime, it's only a matter of moments before full personal details can be accessed by the media and shared with the world. These details were once things that had to be got from a caring family or friends. Then they filtered out the information. I wish someone would just tell young people that Facebook is not compulsory.
Answer questions 11 and 12, then look at question 13.